Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Want to get pitchers' opinions on Shohei and what he's doing these days. So, as of the taping of this show, he is hitting over 300 against the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
The best hitters in baseball are hitting 178 against him.
Mm-hmm. So whatever, it's not that impressive.
I guess it's not.
No, it's insane. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like that's the thing. People keep, like, for some reason, a lot of reporters all of a sudden keep talking about, like, do you believe in aliens? And I feel like pretty good proof right there.
Hey, everybody, and welcome once again to another edition of Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media. We are once again on the road. This is a field trip we have never taken before. Down in San Diego, where the Rays are paying a visit. That's where I run into my buddy for the first time ever, Tyler Glasnow.
Nice to finally see you in person.
I know. This is great. This is weird.
Perfect. We got to share a bed together, which is awesome. Or two beds, I guess.
It's close enough. It'd be like mom and dad taking us on a family trip.
Exactly what it feels like. It's like a travel ball tournament.
Well, did you and your brother, whom, of course, has been a guest on this podcast, did you guys always fight over who got which bed in the room?
No, not really. I don't remember ever fighting about it. Or, like, I think the only memory I have of, like, we'd go on, like, a cruise or something.
Yeah,
we were both just so juiced up to be on a cruise. We were like, whatever, bed weary. Like, it's fine. You take that one. Like, it's just two twin beds. Same thing. There's not, like, you know.
I'm not a cruise guy. Never been on one.
I, like, am ashamed to admit it, but, like, they're the best vacations ever. It's more of, like, you just, like, indulge. It's just, like, way too much food everywhere. And it's
yes.
just, like,
wet. And I think salty food.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it was always just, like, fun, especially when you're a little kid. And they had, like, those little, like, little kid nightclubs and stuff when you're, like, 12. It's so much fun.
Can I let you in a little secret?
Yeah.
Having had kids of my own, but never taking them on a cruise, those little kid nightclubs are actually big parent
daycares.
Sex fests.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, that's very true. Yeah, it's like, I don't know if Greg and Donna were partaking, but I think, like, that's just, I think it's like, yeah, I think parents just drop the kids off and, like, this is, have fun, and they just go do whatever what they want.
What do you think? Your parents did not have sex? Twice?
Never. They've never
just
done
twice?
It. Just two times.
Just
yeah.
two
they
times?
Don't do that. It's only two times, and they retired.
See, I bet you're so comfortable talking about everything. Like, there's no way my kids would ever talk to us about, us having. But you're probably like, so you guys love each other, and, you know, you probably
talk. I don't know if I voluntarily talk about sex with my parents. I think that's where I'd probably be like, I'd keep that for another day. But everything else is probably fair game, sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, this is great. I'm so excited to have finally met you in person. So did I meet expectations or way below?
Way above.
Really?
Skyrocketed them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You're so what's the word?
Deprecating?
Deprecating.
Yeah.
That, like, the bar, I was like, oh, my God, he's a fit, good-looking
not
human.
Not fit.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not fit.
Yeah, you are.
Right
you're
now, I'm about
fine.
30 LBs. And you're like this Adonis. It's tough walking around. I mean, I cannot wait till the family meets you afterward. We're going to go to breakfast.
Yeah, I'm excited. That'll be cool.
You'll be like the third adopted Rose boy.
Hell yeah.
This will be nice.
Sweet.
Okay, so a lot to cover here. You must love coming to a place like San Diego, right?
Yeah, I actually, too, it's funny because I'm from around, like, LA area,
right?
And I've never really spent any time here. Like, I have friends from here. I have a really good, like, family friends, the Lobatos. They're kind of from here. They're all, like, kind of moved all over now. But I've only been here for, like, baseball stuff, and I haven't, like, explored a ton, but I love it. Like, the weather's beautiful. I'll, like, go down to the beach sometimes, and it's cool. I just wish I knew more about it, but it is always, like, fun to come on the West Coast trips.
Well, I know that, like, you play chess when you're in New York and stuff. Do you try to make it a purpose, particularly when you're not, like, you're not pitching in this series?
No.
So, I mean, do you try to say, hey, I want to go be a foodie one night if we have an opportunity? I want to go try and check out the area, because you're an adventurous sort.
Yeah, for sure. I guess it depends on where I am and, like, what I feel like when I wake up. Sometimes I just want to be, like, a lazy human. I think the only, like, standard thing I'll always do is, like, wake up and get coffee, and then, like, go and get, like, go walk around, get breakfast. That's always, like, the staple of, like, every city I'll go to. And then if we do, like, yesterday we got in early enough, and then we all went to dinner. The starters went to dinner, and then the relievers went to dinner and stuff like that. But it depends on the city. Like, we were just in Oakland, and I was like, I'm fine. I don't need to.
Do you stay in San Francisco there?
We used to stay in Berkeley, which I prefer.
Oh, that's a cool place.
It's awesome. It's just there wasn't like a lot of food options around. And I don't think like Cash and the coaches were trying to like walk very far to get food. So we like stay in San Francisco now. But yeah, it's like I actually like Oakland, San Francisco. But like depending on where you stay, it's not like just get coffee and like I'm not really trying to walk around. I don't know if I'm going to get stabbed. So I'm like,
Jesus.
Yeah. I just kind of try to stay local. No offense to San Francisco.
No, I'm sure none taken.
But
believe me, yeah. Out of all the things that have been said about the San Francisco, Oakland, Bay Area in recent times, you're way down in the pecking order of people that are going to come after.
Honestly, yeah, you're right.
As long as Rob Manfred keeps opening his mouth, you're going to be just fine.
Okay.
You'll be good. So starters went to one dinner, relievers. So pitching staff doesn't intermingle?
I think they do. It just was like a specific trip. I think we got in around like this or like we've planned this for a while.
Okay.
And I think just in terms of like sheer numbers, it's probably hard to get like 17 people at a dinner. And I think the relievers are like, let's do something. And then like Eflin put together like a little starter thing. And it was cool. It was really fun.
Who picks up the tab?
Eflin picked it up last night. He planned it. So he got it. I definitely have to pick up a tab here at dinner soon. I think we're going to LA too. Like we get in, I think in like a week or two, we get in at like a normal time. So we're trying to go get dinner or something, or like a karaoke night, get like everything involved. Yeah.
I'm
not singing. I'll be a judge, but I think it'll be cool.
Wait, how can you not sing?
It's not for me. I don't want to do it.
Nerves?
I don't know. I'm not a bit, I don't get like a rush from it. I don't like. It's not like
God, that seems so opposite. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't really like it.
Because you could have been a great rock star. Or you could have been like the mysterious bassist.
But I have no musical talent. Or I guess I've never like exercised that muscle. I played piano for a little bit when I was a little kid. Didn't like it. Tried to quit all the time. Regret quitting. But I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. It doesn't get me spiced up. You know?
I forget which side of the brain music is, but God, I would have had you as a dead ringer for music world.
I love listening to music. I'm like obsessed with it. I also think too, because the brain thing you just talked about, like because I flexed the one side of my brain so much, like the baseball side, it's just, I feel like sometimes I just turned off the other one. I just didn't like, sometimes too with baseball, like you don't have, this is probably a dumb excuse, but like you are so like regimented and like that other side that like you really don't, like I said, I guess you don't like flex the other one. You don't
Got
have
it.
Like, but there, I know there are some baseball players that like do. So I think that's just a dumb excuse.
So what happens at a baseball dinner with the starting rotation?
Sit down.
What do you shoot the shit about?
Yeah, I mean, just anything. Like really, it's just like depending on how like, what did we talk about last night? Just like anything, just like stupid small talk and then joke about something. Just like natural, normal conversation. And then like. Our bullpen catcher came as well. So Chamo and our bullpen catcher Charlie came, and then it was all the rest of us. It was fun. It was really cool.
Who is the funniest at the table?
It depends on the day and like the topic. There's a lot of funny dudes. Like Shane is more of like a shock laughter type of guy. He'll just say some crazy stuff, but that's like funny one out of every five times.
Right.
And then Eflin's very funny. Eflin's just like genuinely one of like the coolest, nicest humans I've ever met
good.
Too. So it's a nice like group. Bradley came. He's still pretty young and pretty quiet, but he's like the sweetest, nicest human being too.
Yeah.
It's a good group. And then Chamo, Yanni Chirinos is funny too. Speaks a lot of Spanish, but he's like, it's more like a mannerisms funny guy. It's kind of like it's a melting pot. I don't think anyone's like the funniest. I think everyone just kind of throws their funny spices in the pot, you know?
Who's pitching today? Do you know?
Shane McClanahan.
Oh, so but he came to the dinner last night. Like
yeah.
It's the night before start or something. You guys aren't already getting into game mode. Like you can be a normal human being.
Yeah, for sure. I think we were talking about that last night, actually. I feel like early on you sweat it the night before more. I've never really been too much of like a can't sleep type of guy before. I'd rather like live a normal sort of like night before, just do like a normal thing, and then you wake up, and then that's kind of when like, and a few hours before the field, that's when you kind of start to turn it on and stuff.
So when can do people text you on the day of a start? Do
so,
people call you?
Yeah,
and you're fine.
Yeah, I don't care. It's not like
you don't hit straight to voicemail.
No, I don't know. I probably wouldn't answer the call. I would wait for that, but like text message and stuff. People just like good luck and stuff like that.
Huh.
That's whatever. That's fine.
Do you return or do you just absorb? Yeah.
No, I'll like return a message. I'm kind of soft. I don't like leaving people like not, especially if they're like people I know. If it's just like a random person I'm talking to, I'll probably like maybe not. But for the most part, I'll respond. It's not like I get like blown up either. It's usually like family members and people that like, it's like a close, more circle type of stuff, you know? So I'll respond.
Okay. So let's say game is at 6:40 Tampa time. At what point are you mentally like ready to go? Is it on the drive to the ballpark? Is it before that? Is it when you're getting massaged, loosened up, or what is it?
It depends. I guess it like would depend on not nerves, I'd say, but like, I think the more nervous I am driving to the field, the more I'm like trying to like focus myself, if that makes sense. But I think the standard always is when I start my warm up. Like I'll go, it's pretty like regimented. So it'll be like 6:40 start. I have it on my phone actually. I'll go like 4:47. I'll start like a soft tissue 20 minutes, and I'll do like a whole body Theragun 20 minutes. Get into my warm up. That's like 45 minutes. And I think once I lay on the table or I like start my like bike ride 50 minutes, or it's probably like an hour before the start. That's when it like I get my music on and then like my blood starts to go, and then it just like everything kind of like you get like that. The nerves start to go away and you get more like competitive and like things are starting to get like real, you know, probably then. That's the staple.
So wait a second, 4:47? 4:47. Like you have it nailed.
Yeah, I have every like, it's pretty like regimented. And I don't like kill myself over it if I'm like 2 minutes late. It's just like I try to give myself extra time between each like segment of it. I don't really want to feel rushed, but it is like, I've done it for so long to where it wasn't even like I sat down and was like, this is what, it just kind of turned into that. And after a while I was like, oh, I usually do the 20 minutes, 20 minutes, 50 minutes. It's always the same. So I just like, yeah.
Well, I think a lot of the great ones do that. I mean, I have the good fortune of heading out to Dodger Stadium a lot to get content for us here. And Kershaw is the same. It's the same.
That. I actually saw that. And I was like, whoa, he does the same thing I do. And it's like by the minute. It's like, I also think too, like the more like, I don't think spastic is the right word, but the more like high strung, high energy you are, I think it's like another tool to like stay even, you know, it's like something you can control within your routine. It's like, there's so many things that are just like all over the place moving. And if I can kind of like solidify something and I can feel in control for like a little bit here, it kind of keeps the nerves away. And then by the time my warm up is over, I'm like, fucking yeah, like confident and just like, let's go. Like I'm ready to go. So it like, it is. It's like, it's, I've developed over time. I used to be a lot more like not like that in the minor leagues. And then after a while, it just becomes like concrete.
More of our chat with Tyler Glass now coming your way. But a quick reminder, today's episode presented by these guys at Shady Rays. I want you to take on the sun with gear that is built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered with premium polarized shades at a very affordable price. In fact, Shady Rays offers a world-class product just as good as any expensive pair ever worn. They got durable frames, extremely clear optics, and they're going to keep money in your pocket. It's that simple. And that's not all. Shady Rays offers the most insane protection in the history of eyewear. Every pair of these bad boys backed by lost and broken replacements. So what does that mean? If you lose them, if you break them, even on day one of ownership, they're going to send you a brand new pair. No questions asked. I want you to wear your Shady Rays with confidence because they have your back long after you purchase them. And exclusively for our listeners, Shady Rays is giving you the best deal of the season. Head on over, ShadyRays.com. Use the code word Rose. You're going to get 50% off 2+ pair of polarized sunglasses. Believe me, you're going to need them to look great and feel great during the summer. Once again, that is ShadyRays.com. Use the code word Rose. You'll get 50% off 2+ pair of polarized shades. You'll be looking like $1 million without spending them.
Okay, so you pitched Wednesday this past week.
Yeah.
Then you watched a day game on Thursday. You have dinner. You're not doing anything in San Diego other than just making sure you're ready for your next start, which will come
on Tuesday at home. So we have an off day Monday. I'll probably do so. I'll like, so tomorrow I have a bullpen. Today I have a lift. I'll probably do some, probably like walk around, go do something tomorrow. Maybe go to the beach or something tomorrow and just get, try and get like a little sun on the skin because we play in a dome.
Yeah.
And I just like forget all the time.
Yeah. Put sunblock on, please.
No, I got to go no sunblock for 20 minutes. I'd rather get the
you're
sun.
Full
I
want
to
absorb. Right?
No, I go no sunblock for like 20 minutes. Not enough to get that melanoma. Just a little something, a little vitamin D. And if I plan to stay out longer, then I'll throw some sunblock on. But for the most part, I got to like touch the sun for a little bit. I feel like that's okay. I don't know what doctors say, but I think it's fine.
Shirt off?
Depends where I am, I guess. If I'm at, like around like a Chuck E. Cheese, no. But if I'm like if I'm at the beach, yeah, I'll do that. If I'm like around the beach or something, and here's like a perfect place for it.
Will you get in the water?
Probably Pacific Ocean. I have to.
Yeah. It's so cold, though.
That's why I do it. I mean, dude, there's magic in that ocean. There's something about. Part of me wants to just maybe go. I can't do this, but like go to the field right there, do the lift, and then go jump in the ocean and come back. I used to do that with Ted all the time. Like if I work out and then jump into the water, something happens. And like, I don't know if it's like a recovery thing. I don't know if it's the salt mixed with the cold, but like, it's the best feeling ever. And you just feel great the next day too.
I think
it's the cold tub thing.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Tuesday night, you were a spectator at the reverse boycott in Oakland.
Yeah.
Did you know what was going on that day?
Yeah, I heard about it pretty early. It was on Reddit and stuff. And then like as the series got closer, our like security guards and stuff were filling us in and like trying to like, we had like a meeting on it and like what we should do if people run on the field and everything like that. Definitely when hearing about it, I wished no harm on anyone, but I was like, I kind of want to see some crazy shit go down. I don't want anyone to get hurt. I don't want anything like that. But like that, I just feel like Oakland, when I think of Oakland, it's like diehard like fans. For some reason, like it's like the, I don't even know the right word for it, but like everyone I know that's an Oakland fan is very like, they just like love Oakland, you know, and like they're leaving. And I just feel like there's a lot of like animosity there. And like, I think it's kind of a good strategy, I guess, the reverse. It was kind of too late at that point, but I kind of get the message they were trying to make. But yeah, it was pretty gnarly. It was crazy too, like the energy they brought. And it was so like coordinated. There was, you watched the game where it was like one inning, yep, they had like nothing, everything was quiet.
And was that eerie, by the way?
It was weird. Super weird. And I'm like, I don't even know how they like, I didn't know if it was like organic or if they are all in like some sort of group chat.
No, there was a social media post in the fifth inning, we are going to be silent.
Oh, wow.
And then once something happens, then we're going to chant, sell the team. Could you hear the chant?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was super loud. Yeah. It was crazy. I don't think a lot of people could hear like the pitchcom thing either. Like highest volume, it was like super loud. That place too gets insane. When we had the wild card game there in 19, mm-hmm, it was like the loudest place I've ever been. It was nuts. And the whole top shelf was filled. It was like 60 plus thousand people. It was crazy.
I felt badly for him. I just do. Having lost a team myself in the Cleveland Browns for 3 years, I understand what those people are going through. I think it's shitty what the league is doing. I think the fact that the owner has not made a peep is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's just, it's bad stuff. Listen, and the product they're putting on the field, I know that they ended up splitting with you guys, so they're a big league team and everything, but they're not spending any money, and then they're trying to turn around and blame it on the fans. It's just it's a shitty way for the sport to go right now.
Yeah. I don't know like all the inner workings and stuff. And like from like the outside perspective, it's kind of like, dang, like people have shown. And I understand like fans are kind of like, if you were to spend more on the team and like nice stadium and do everything, like we would show up. And it's not like there's a lack of fans around there. There's so many people in that area. Like, you know, there's a ton of fans. So I do. I like see, but I don't know if like what the books look like for them. I'm sure that he's probably not doing too bad with his money.
Well, do you know who he is, by the way?
Not really, no. I know. Well, I'm assuming, does he own Gap and Banana Republic? Because there was a bunch of signs that were like,
his family founded Gap.
Okay. Again, I don't think the money's doing too bad, but how well is Gap doing these days? I don't feel like they're probably doing that well.
Okay.
But I think he's doing fine. And I think that probably can stay in Oakland. I think it's probably a great market in Vegas. I understand as an owner being like, ooh, that's kind of awesome. But at the same time, like it's been around for so long. Like there's got to be some sort of like, you got to throw something into like the people who have stuck with the team for such a long time.
I know that you love being a Tampa Bay Ray and you've got a contract through next season and everything. Let's just play in this world that the A's do move to Vegas by 2025 or whatever it is. And you're a free agent. Would a city like Las Vegas, would you be like, oh, that would be interesting?
I don't know. I've never been to Vegas, weirdly enough. Like I went when I was a little kid for like a tournament, but I've never been as like an adult.
How in the world is that?
I don't know. It didn't really like intrigue me. Or I think there'd always be like other options of travel and I'd be like, I'll go to Vegas later. Like I don't really need to go like.
Because you're a world traveler.
Well, I don't. I just don't know.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I guess. Sure. And I think there's probably other places, like you said, like I'd rather see. But I don't know, I guess like the just going and like drinking a bunch and gambling is like not a thing I'd make like a trip around, but it would be fun to go do that. But I just don't know. I think there's just been other stuff that's come up. Like, yeah, but it'd be fun. And I don't know, maybe I'd play there. I think I'd have to go maybe check it out. It depending on like how everything, I don't know. I really have no idea. Depends on what situation I'm in then.
We put slot machines on the uniforms yeah, and stuff.
Exactly. Right on the patches.
Yeah, you'd be like, God, it's great to be back in the minor leagues. This is awesome. So your start before last. We often talk about sports not being life and death. Mm-hmm. But it was close in your place down in Tampa. There was a woman who had to save a man's life.
Yeah. You read that article? What was her name? My Ted sent it to me.
Yeah.
She like saved his life, and then went and got margaritas. And Ted's like, "This girl's a hero."
So she is a former ultrasound technician.
Right. Yeah. Her she's husband, like 19, 20?
No. I think she's 29 or 30.
Oh, 29. Sorry.
Yeah. Because she's got a couple kids. And her husband surprised her with tickets to the game.
Yeah.
She wanted to go sit in Randy's area, and but I think got he the, got better seats yeah. behind your dugout.
Yeah.
And saw a guy was having a cardiac issue.
Yeah.
Did CPR 3 sets of 30. You know how hard that is
yeah.
for people? If you talk to doctors, like it's exhausting.
The adrenaline's probably pumping.
And she
so it's like a pump that 30 times.
So she saved this man's life.
That's crazy.
And you were pitching.
Yeah.
The game stopped for almost 10 minutes, I think. Did you have any idea what was going on?
Yeah, I was like, down. So I end up like in between innings, I don't really like sit in the dugout. I'm like a spaz. So I have to like walk around and stretch and like keep my body moving. And I remember kind of sitting there being like, what's going on? And then I walked out and they're like, someone's having a heart attack. And I was like, wow. And I went inside, hung out a little bit inside, tried to like stay loose. And then as I was walking out, they carted him through. And it was such a weird, and I think while you're pitching, you're in already such like a heightened emotional state. You're not like going crazy, but I like things feel more, I guess. And he was like, as he was wheeling out, he was like making these sounds. And I was like, I had this moment, like, what the, kind of what you said, like, this doesn't like, it was such a weird, like heavy moment for a little bit. Like this guy could almost lose his life as he's going by me. And I'm like sitting there about to go pitch in a game. And I'm very like one track minded on it. And I remember just like completely took me out of like the, and I was like, wow, like this dude's having like a life or death moment right now. And it kind of like took me out of it a little bit, not in a bad way, but like a perspective-y way. And I was like, this is, wow, this is crazy. Went back down to the tunnel and then just kept pitching. But it was weird. It was super crazy. Like as I was walking out, he came through and I was like, "That, this is kind of nuts." Like,
how in the world did you make it through that?
I wouldn't even like in terms of like,
well, how do you refocus if you know that somebody could, I mean, that would freak me out. I don't know,
probably like adrenaline. Like I was like a thing in the moment. And then when you go back out, I'm like, oh, I have to go pitch now. And I just didn't think about it anymore until after the game. And it was like, I just think you like compartmentalize. I don't know. I didn't like in the moment think about it. And then after the game and like reading all the stuff about it, what Ted was sending me, then it's like, wow. And then I heard he was okay. And it was kind of like, okay, that's good. Like he's fine. He was like conscious again and it was fine.
That's unreal.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. There has never been a better time for Rose Rotation listeners to fan out like a champ thanks to the good friends at FOCO.com. Why? Because FOCO is officially licensed by Major League Baseball and the MLBPA, which means that they have the best baseball gear for your entire wardrobe, including their upcoming brand new team overalls. That'll have you looking stylish at the ballpark, out on the town, if you're having a barbecue this summer. Anywhere, you're going to look primo. They have a wide range of MLB products, including player and mascot bobbleheads. Like I got my boy Slider. That's right, from the Guardians. Does he look like he's having a great time or what? They got the floral shirts. They've got loungewear. They've got the straw hats. I'm going to slide this bad boy on, huh? Yeah, my youngest son, Brady, takes this and wears this as a baseball camp counselor. He loves it because it protects his son. And he's like, see, I'm a Guardians fan. See, I'm a Guardians fan. Get that? See, I'm a Guardian. All right. Anyway, it's never been easier to find great gear. Find your fandom and let everybody know where your allegiances lie. So FOCO.com has everything you need, whether you're heading to the ballpark 162 games a year or you're just hanging out at your crib. So if you're ready to take your team spirit to the next level, head on over to FOCO.com/JohnBoy. That is FOCO.com/JohnBoy. Get ready to gear up for the summer. And right now, listeners can use that code word JohnBoy. You're going to get 15% off your first order out there. Find your fandom, look great, and feel great today.
How do you feel physically?
Good. Like health wise, I feel really good. Pitching wise, last game was probably the worst I felt on a mound in a long time. But those, you have a few of those a year. You kind of have to like, I'm good for like five of those a year, and I'm going to chalk up. It was like one, so I only have four left.
Right.
So,
well, no, it's going to be less than that because we're prorating the season because you got started late.
Right. So maybe I only have three more.
Yeah, might be 2.5.
Maybe that'd be good. But yeah, but health wise, it was good. And those type of starts too, like when you have to battle and you end up like looking up and like I didn't give up 9 runs. I was like, that's a win for me. Like, especially those games when it was like we won, I gave up 3 runs. I got very lucky, but like The defense helped me out a bunch. Thompson came in and got out of it with a double play.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So like those certain, like normally in a season, I'd be like 3 runs, 5 1/3, not good. Like 4 walks. So I think like 6 hits. But in that instance, I was like, I didn't give up 10. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you kind of, I can like maybe extract a positive out of it more than like a start where I felt relatively good and did that, you know?
So you walked 4 that game. I imagine, you know, I was at the Padres Guardians game, so I couldn't watch you throw. I imagine your pitching coach came out at least once during the game.
Twice.
Right? Twice.
Yeah.
Okay. What does he tell you?
What was it the first time? It's a game plan thing. It's usually like what to throw. Kyle's the best at mound visits too. I hate mound visits. All like when you're in the middle of competing, it's like
it.
Someone coming out and like kind of, but it's like you need it. And I'm not in like a really like sound mind at the moment to make like a rational, like don't, you know? So like when he sees it, he'll come out, kind of slow you down. And it's always like a game plan. It's like, this guy is, you should go here. Like what you did last at bat, I think right now there's a guy in first and second, just attack him here. Don't let up, like slider first, then let's go attack him up. So it's like, it kind of takes your thought out of it. And then the second time he came out was when I was like cramping in the 6th inning. And he's like, "You okay?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm fine." And then that was it. And then I got taken out and then we got out of the inning. But he's like always so solid at his stuff. It's always like a plan. It's not just like traditionally, I feel like some pitching coaches just come out and like, just try to give you time. His is like actually like good info. You know?
What was cramping?
I just had like a weird, like little, like my calf and like my hand. It was super minimal. It was just like, I think sitting for a long time and getting up cold. I don't know what it was, but it was not like a big thing, but it was just like shaking it out. And you just noticed and I was like, it's fine. And I was good.
Have you ever talked your way to stay in a game?
In between innings, obviously if cash is coming out, it's like too late, but in between innings, I think so. I'd like to think so. I think the Rays are very like, they have a plan and they stick to it. It's very algorithm based. But I'd like to think my words have gotten me into like, no, I'm great. Like they'll ask, how are you doing? And I'll.
But whoever says, yeah, I'm shitty, will take me out.
There's been some times like a few years ago where it'll like, I feel like something starting like not feeling good timing. Something's going on. It's a close game or something. It doesn't happen very often, but certain times, like I think one time in 19, I was like, I'm good. Like like something just not feeling right. Or like there's a little something weird body wise. And it's just like, I'm good. But I think the only time I've ever done that was in 19, but for the most part, I'll try to be honest. Like I know, I think that's like a pretty, like the whole, like, don't quit, be a competitor. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it's like, if you can rationally think about it, it's probably best. It is hard while you're competing to like take yourself out, but and I guess it hasn't happened very often, but like, it's probably best to be honest.
How's the house?
Good.
How's it being a homeowner?
It's cool. I like it. It's fun. I'm not there a whole lot. I guess I am when I'm home, but we're doing like renovation stuff on it eventually too in like a little bit, a few months.
Do you take an active participatory role?
No. In like planning it kind of, but not like doing anything now. Especially
but this is some grown-up shit now.
Kind of, yeah. I have like a GC, like people doing it. It's not like I'm planning it all out. It's basically just like, yeah, it looks good. That doesn't, you
decorator?
Know.
Decorator?
Yeah. It's like a family friend who's like awesome. She's really good.
Family and friends discount.
Yeah, she hooked me up.
That's good.
She's really good too.
That can get pricey.
Yeah. She's done like an awesome job. She's been like a really good family friend for a long time. She's like best friends with my mom. So I'm doing that. It's fun. I can't wait till it's done.
Yeah, that's the thing with houses.
Yeah.
They're never really done.
No.
Is there what's the coolest part of the house? You have a boat slip, don't you?
Yeah, that's the coolest part. Probably like the pool. It's like, I just wanted to be on the water in Tampa, and that usually is like way too expensive. So I found this, and it's like a little, like a slip, like a pool and a slip on the water. And I basically just paid for a boat slip. And then there's like a house behind it. I just wanted to be on like the water in Tampa. So it's, yeah, awesome.
And so are you just going to stay there during All-Star break or are you traveling?
Yeah. No, Ted and Carly are going to come visit during All-Star break. Yeah. So they're going to stay there. My house is like empty right now, but they're going to come and stay and we're going to figure out stuff to do. And I'm excited for them to come. And it'll be during like a break. So I won't be as like in game mode, you know, and we can all like kind of relax and have fun.
Okay. And yeah. The parental units are good?
They're good. I'm going to see them soon. When am I going to see them? Toronto? I think they're coming a series before. And then I'll see them. They're going to come to Toronto.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is that a cool? I've never been to Toronto. It's one of the 3 stadiums I've never been to.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. The city itself is cool. It's unique. It's like a melting pot. It's very, it's right. Like, everyone.
Everybody says it's a clean New York.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I don't know if like I'd give it. I think I like the feeling of New York a bit more. I don't know Toronto well enough to like give it that title yet. Uh-huh. I've only really kind of been local and like taken Ubers like sort of around. I don't know it. But it's awesome. Food's pretty good. So it's like very different. But it's great. Yeah, the people are really nice too. Good place.
Okay. Randy Rosarena has been utterly fantastic. Mm-hmm. And the whole posing thing has taken on a life of its own. When did you know that this, like, holy shit, this guy's got like star written on him?
Probably early, like when he first got called up or when in like 20, I noticed right away. I think everyone noticed right away that like the big moment, he thrives there. Most people generally get kind of nervous and like want to have that like fear of like, I want to do good. But I just feel like he's like when there's people like yelling his name or it's a big situation, he like just shows out. That's like in his blood. And then when it's like not a lot of stuff, it's almost like he's bored. You know, it's like, it's crazy. He's just so good at baseball. And it's like, I'm not entertained. Like he just like, he just has it in his blood. And I think it's because, have you read the story too about how him coming over from Cuba and all that stuff? Like, he's probably experienced a lot harder things than like fans yelling at him and like having big baseball moments. So I think he's just like, it's fine. Like, it's big moments probably, I don't know, don't seem very big to him. But he's got unbelievable eye-hand coordination and he just like gets up in the big moments. And that's like the perfect mixture.
You guys have such a fun team and I'm still dying to meet Pete Fairbanks.
Yeah, you'd love him.
Yeah. When he rolled into the clubhouse, he had a black eye.
Yeah.
Did he tell you the story?
Yeah. I think his son pulled down like the basketball hoop in the pool.
While dunking on his 3-year-old in the pool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Karma. There you go. That's funny. Yeah. That makes sense.
He said you have to teach him at a very early age
that they get dunked on. That's a good parenting advice.
Yeah.
Yeah. The world's not all rainbows and cookies.
Yeah. Does that seem Pete Fairbanks-ish?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah. He's an intense dude. He's also like chill at the same time, but he's like, I feel like I relate to him very much because like when he pitches, he like is very competitive, like cares a lot, works really hard. Yeah. He's a competitor for sure.
He looks a little psycho killerish out of
the mound. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. I think he's
but
got
I mean
like
that in a positive way.
Me too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's got a little Christian Bale vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Psycho. He's got a little like his eyes change a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it's like a thing he does to just get himself. But I also think it's like not very forced. I think it's in there. And it's allowed to come out while he's pitching, you know? So like, I think he just uses that as an advantage. But he's one of the best pitchers I've ever seen, too. So I think the stuff mixed with the psycho is a good recipe for, like, hitters being scared, you know?
Is there a player on the team who has the biggest personality shift between just chilling in the clubhouse and then when they're doing their thing, game time? Because I've seen some people who are just like,
Oh. Shane is pretty much, like, relaxed a lot of times, always joking around, and then when he starts, he gets a lot more serious until like the second or third inning. Like he's very serious until like the rhythm of the game. Like generally you're nervous until like you throw the first inning and then you kind of get into the rhythm of stuff. And for him, it's definitely like before the game, he's like serious. Then the second inning, he's like back to kind of trying to relax and joke around. Mm-hmm. I think he'd rather people come up and talk to him and stuff in the dugout. But like that switch from like 4 o'clock to like 8 o'clock, he's a lot different, I'd say. Yeah. Okay.
I always want to get pitchers' opinions on Shohei and what he's doing these days. So as of the taping of this show, he is hitting over 300 against the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
The best hitters in baseball are hitting 178 against him.
Mm-hmm. So whatever. It's not that impressive.
I guess it's not.
No, it's insane. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like a... That's the thing. People keep, like, for some reason, a lot of reporters all of a sudden keep talking about, like, do you believe in aliens? And I feel like pretty good proof right there. Like, I don't know if I've ever met one, but I think I've seen one. I think, like, that might be an alien because it's just so, like, unique. Like, how are the chances of you being that good at pitching and that good at hitting? And then also being, like, super humble and, like, not a douche. Seems like an awesome human being. But yeah, it's very impressive. It's like a whole nother world of talent, you know?
What do you think his next contract starts with, a 5 or 6?
6. It should be 6. I don't know how it couldn't be 6.
But like, how long can he do this?
I don't know. I think they're going to find out. I just think I think the bet is a little bit more sure than other people. Like, you have two, you're betting on two things. Like, could he be bad at pitching and hitting? Like, I think if one doesn't work out, the other one's probably going to be good. I think it's like a pretty good strategy there. Like, if you give him a 10-year, whatever, $600 million contract, like, he's going to somehow provide, like, even in his later years, like, I'm assuming, like, how old is he right now? Like, 20?
He's 28, I think, right now.
He's a free agent after this year?
Yeah.
I think he's going to be still good at 38. Like, he takes care of himself. He's like a physical specimen.
Oh,
like,
yeah. They say he's a gym rat.
Yeah. So, like, I feel like that's probably a pretty, pretty good bet. And you got the hitting and the pitching. I think that's good money spent.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you guys talk about it when he's out there during the game, or are you like, let's say he's pitching against the Rays and then he hits in the game and he hits a double or something. You just sit there and you're like, God dang. Well, like, we're kind of fortunate to be here at this time. This might be it. This is a shooting star.
I think it's more from afar. I don't know how many times we played him. I think we did. Have we played him this year? Not since I've been there, but like previous years. I don't know. I remember like saying anything in the dugout, maybe like small comments or something, but I definitely think it's like, you appreciate it while you're watching it, but while you're maybe competing against them, it's just kind of like, whatever. Like, and then after, it's like, that guy's pretty good. Like, yeah.
How sore do you get in between starts?
I'm not very sore this start because I feel like nothing lined up great. Like, sometimes when everything works well and you're throwing hard and everything, like, you kind of get more sore. But then there's certain starts where, like, my velo will be down, like last start, and I don't really feel that sore today. And I don't get sore the day after. I get sore day two.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel anything right now. So that's good, I guess. It'll be good to take into the next one. But generally, I'll get kind of sore, usually from like all my decelerators, like back of the shoulder and like a little bit of like hip. But I've never been a dude to get like crazy, crazy sore.
I guess my question is that on day two, when your normal soreness is around, could you swing a baseball bat?
Yeah.
You could.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just if you have like a good, no matter how sore you are, if you have a good like warm up routine, it all goes away.
It goes away.
Yeah, for sure. It just takes a little longer the sore you are. But for the most part, like, you can get rid of any sort of soreness by just like getting your body moving.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I asked Giolito this because it just still boggles my mind. Taylor Swift tour. Mm-hmm. There are adults wearing adult diapers because they don't want to go miss any of her set by going to the bathroom. Do you applaud those people or do you shame them?
I kind of applaud them because it's such a shameful act. Like, I think like to be able to do that and be like, this is normal. I'm going to pee in a diaper and I'm an adult. That's a little strange to where like if you are willing to like wear a diaper to a show and pee in it, I think that's kind of cool. I do.
You're saying you're on board.
I'm on board. I think it's fine. It's like, what's a better example of like, I don't care what people think than peeing in an adult diaper at a Taylor Swift concert? You know what I mean? I think it's fucking great.
Would you do it at a Tay Tay show?
I don't think I would. I think I'd go, or I would be like an adult and just secretly pee on the ground. You know what I mean? Like, no, I think I'd find a bathroom depending on how far away the toilet is. But I don't think I'd go the diaper route. Maybe I'd try and like, I don't know, it's a concert. It's not like you can go find a fence and like go pee behind something. But that'd probably be what I would try to do first. And then if I had to wait in line, I'd have to wait in line.
Is there any musical artist you would wear a diaper for? Oh,
no, I don't think I would. Unless it was like someone was like resurrected from the dead and they only had one show, you know, something like that.
So like if Jimi Hendrix
comes like
back.
Yeah, like I'd wear a diaper
for Elvis,
that. Or like
and you're
the
like
Beatles
one show
or something. Yeah,
the Beatles,
yeah, Elvis or like any sort of like monumental like... Yeah. Someone like crazy.
Ooh, that's a good call.
Yeah. I mean, then it would be fine. People would understand.
I think that's a coin flip for a lot of people. I think if you could say Elvis is doing one show in his prime back from the dead and that is it, but you would miss 16 minutes of the show going to the bathroom.
That's a lot of minutes. That's like 5 songs, 4 songs.
Yeah.
Plus some commentary in between.
Yeah.
I think I'd wear a diaper for that. Yeah,
I think so too.
I just don't think I'd be like, I don't like the feeling of having like a wet sack around my, I think that would suck. What are the diaper? They dry quick though. Yeah.
Well, I am older. I have not reached the adult diaper stage.
Right. But do you remember as a kid?
I feel like they're going to be a sponsor on this show pretty soon.
Or like your kids. Do you remember? Were they like, I don't remember if they like felt soggy. I think the move is to go catheter. I think the move is to go like, I think so. Because you can hang this. Yeah, I don't really want like a sack of. It's like, I remember maybe you'll get rashes if you wear a diaper. You know what I mean? Because it's wet. And then like as a kid, I feel like you always get those wet rashes, you know?
Yeah, those suck.
A catheter is completely different.
Fortunately, I have not had one yet. It sounds like a terribly painful thing.
Yeah, if they could somehow put it in without the pain, you know, like, and then
okay,
like,
that's gravity. Great.
I don't know. I think I would sustain, like, if I had to choose diaper or catheter, but then you have a bag of pee all really next to you and stuff. Or what's like the one you can put on your leg? What's that one? Maybe that's the call. You like straps around your leg and it's like,
really?
That's a thing. I think that might be the move. It's like a jug of water around your leg.
I'm happy that we didn't get off kilter on this one.
Yeah, I know. That was a depth. Goodness.
My goodness. Oh, boy. All right, man. I think we've wrapped. We've taken enough of your day here. We're going to go grab some breakfast.
Let's do it.
Yeah. The Rose family is going to be just enamored with you. In fact, they'll probably want you to move in and me to move out at some point.
There you go. That's fun.
So you could move back to L.A.
And yeah, there you go.
Just go chill for a little while.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Good way to end it on the catheter.
Yeah. I mean, why not? I mean, there's really nowhere else to go after catheter jokes.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's pretty much it.
Yep.
Listen, stay healthy. It's great catching up with you. You guys were the first team to 50 wins. You guys have been unbelievable all year long. And let's keep riding that wave.
Sweet. Let's do it. Let's ride it.
Okay.
Thanks, dude.
That's the one and only Tyler Glasnow.
Nice.
For our amazing producer, Robbie Scirocco, our summer intern, Alden Stone, who's doing the show on the road today. I am Chris Rose. We will see you next time. Unfortunately, probably not lounging on beds in San Diego, but from somewhere else here on the Chris Rose Rotation, a production of John Boy Media.
Hey, baseball fans. The All-Star Game up in Seattle just a couple weeks away. And guess what? For the third year in a row, John Boy Media is having its own All-Star Game party. So if you're in the area and you're like, oh man, I don't have tickets to the All-Star Game, it doesn't matter because you can get tickets to the best party in town. It's the All-Star event. It's going to be Tuesday, July 11th at Optimism Brewing Company up there in Seattle. Now, the VIP tickets, those were gone quickly. But don't worry because there's still other tickets where you can hang out with the entire crew. I know Trev's going to be there. Jake's going to be there. Kenobi will be there. Jolly will be doing his rep guest live. You know what else is going to be happening? A live taping of Talkin' Baseball. And yeah, yours truly, Chris Rose, is going to join Trev and Jake for the festivities. It's going to be great. We're going to be drinking brews up there at Optimism Brewing. We're going to be hanging out, watching the game. So if you want to chop it up with us, just hang out and be part of the wonderful John Boy Media community. All you have to do is click on the link in the description. Go get your tickets because we want to see you Tuesday, July 11th up there in Seattle. Go make a special trip. If you say, well, I've never been to an All-Star game, I'm telling you right now, I've been to a bunch of them. Go spend your money on the Home Run Derby on Monday and then join us Tuesday for the festivities. We'll see you then.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.